Praise the Lord again for you all. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and I'm going to be reading from the 3rd to the 8th verses. That's Genesis 22, 3 to 8. And it reads, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far afar off." After 3 days of traveling, and I understand, according to the notes here, is that Abraham and Isaac and the young men with him, they traveled 50 or 60 miles from Beersheba to Mount Moriah in about 3 days. Now, yeah, you have to understand, and I believe this certainly was a very difficult time in Abraham's life, certainly because he was about to offer his only, well, not his only son, but his son, that a son of promise, to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. Let's read on the 4th verse. "Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off." Verse 5, "And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. He says, My son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." Praise God. And just from that verse is what we're going to be talking about tonight. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And from that particular verse, I want to talk about this subject. God is my provider. God is my provider. See, this is a personal thing. You have to understand who God is and who we are in him, and that he is a provider. And see, when you have that personal relationship with God and he knows you and you know him, you will say, God is my provider. You know that beyond a shadow of doubt. You know, Abraham, there are three things I'm going to point out about him. Abraham, he heard the voice of God. Number two, he obeyed the command of God. And then number three, he believed that God would provide himself a lamb. As the scripture says, God will do this. He will provide himself that sacrificial lamb. Praise God. Why? Because, see, Abraham knew that God was a faithful God of promise. Not only that, Abraham believed that God was able, even if he did go through and offer Isaac as a sacrifice unto him, that God was able to raise him up again, raise up Isaac again. Praise God. But see, and not only that, Abraham, he remembered God's first covenant with him, the promise to make Abraham, make of him a great nation. That's what God told him when he made covenant. Not only that, to bless Abraham. He promised that. And make his name great. And make him a blessing. And in him, in Abraham's seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. We're talking about God is my provider. Not perhaps, or maybe he will at some point, but God is, that's very present. He is a very present help. He is our provider. And see, after God saw that Abraham would not withhold his only son Isaac for him, you know, he reminded him of his promises again. He said, look, Abraham's seed, he was told this, it was to multiply throughout the earth, great as the grains of sand. Here's what he told Abraham to look. And then not only that, a great as the grains of sand along the shorelines, and as much as the stars in the sky. And that the entire world would be blessed through Abraham, through his seed. He had faith. He believed in God. And I'm sure he realized, he says, how could God not provide himself a sacrificial lamb for a burnt offering? Because he believed God, and he's a God of promise. Say amen to that. Amen. Glory to God. Not only for Abraham, I use him as an example, but there's a couple other examples. We're talking about God is a provider. Not only that, he is my provider. God made other promises. When David was just a teenager, God instructed Samuel to anoint him king of Israel. But David didn't go forth in that particular promise at that very moment. But as a teenager, he was anointed king of Israel. Now, I know that. Here's another promise that we know so well. God promised that the Messiah would be born of a virgin in Bethlehem, and that he would be betrayed by a friend and suffer for the sins of his people. Not only that, God revealed to the prophet Isaiah. He said he would grow up as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. Hallelujah. He would be despised and rejected of men. Mm-hmm. And that he would bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. For that he would be wounded for our transgressions. Glory to God. He would also be bruised for our iniquities. This is what God showed Isaiah. He says he'd be bruised for our iniquities. And then the chastisement of our peace would be upon him. All of these promises were fulfilled in Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this. God surely provided himself a lamb. That's why he called him the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is my provider. Say that right where you are. God is my provider. So it doesn't matter what you need. It doesn't matter what you don't have. It doesn't matter what the current circumstances are. Just know and believe that God is my provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, our provider. Oh, yes. Did he not provide a Savior through Jesus Christ? Did he not provide someone that bore our sins on the cross? Did he not provide through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, healing for our body? By his stripes, you and I are healed tonight. God is my provider. Glory to God. Give God a praise on that. Hallelujah. See, let's talk about this provider. There are three parts that makes up a promise of provision. Because he is, that's what provide means, a provision. Provide means it's a furnish, or it means a supply. And there are three parts that make up promise of a provider or promise of a provision. Number one, the promise itself. Examine the promise itself. Praise God. Hallelujah. The character of the promise maker. And then point three, the keeping of the promise. We know that in God is a God of promise. Just look at, just God himself, he stands to guard over his word. He stands to protect his word. And his word is going to be here when heaven and earth is all passed away. His word will never, ever, ever pass away, standing on the promises of God. God is our provider. See, we're talking about the character of the promise maker. Or the promise keeper. Hallelujah. For the scripture tells us in Numbers 23 and 19 that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath God spoken, and shall he not make it good. Glory to God. We know that God is our provider. So if we know that God is our provider, why do we get all upset? Why do we get carried away as if there's no more hope? Why are we just like, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to come out. Well, that's true. Many times we do not know how we're going to come out. But if we know who is the person who is in God within us. We know what his promises says. We know who we are. We are based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He made it so that we could receive the adoption of sons. Since we are sons, the scripture tells us that we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. I'm talking about God is my provider. I hope that you can say that too. God is my provider. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul said, but my God shall supply, he shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No doubt about it. All that Paul went through, all that he suffered, even had written many, many of his scriptures that was written up in jail behind closed bars and all, and was beaten and left for dead. But he said, but my God, he was persuaded that none of those things would be able to separate him from the love of God in Christ Jesus. But he said, but my God, he is my provider. But my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, you and I, we can trust God. We can trust that he will always, always meet our needs. Whatever we need on earth, God is able to supply. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me point out, there is a difference between our wants and our needs. Oh, many of us want things, you know, and that's okay to want things. But there are times we may not get what we want, or exactly what we want. Or God may not bless us with what we thought, how he should bless us, my God. But certainly, without a doubt, that God will supply whatever we need. He knows best. And then there are other times that the grace and the generosity of the God we serve, he will give us our heart's desire. For we know in the scripture, in Psalm 37, 3-4, he said, trust in the Lord and then do good. He said, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Glory to God. He said, trust in him. Keep on doing good. And no doubt you're going to be fed. No doubt that you will be provided for. Not only you, but everything that's connected to you. See, God promised. He promised to provide salvation, not only for you, but also for your entire household. Say amen to that. That means for those wayward children. That means that some that are gone astray and they're married. They're already in their own homes, but that's still part of you. We got to cry out and spare not and know that Jesus, he promised that my whole household shall be saved. Why? Because he is our provider. Glory to God. See, David understood it like this. In Psalm 23:1, David understood that the Lord is That's that word again. He's present. He is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And see, that's why that we continue to understand that God is with us. God in us is the hope of glory. How can we go and suffer lack when we have God on the inside? Hallelujah. When we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. And see, Jesus taught his disciples. He taught them how to pray. And he said, give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread. Hallelujah. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those that that are our debtors. But in other words, give us this day. Give me everything I need to supply, everything that I need to sustain my life. You will provide. Give me the provision that I need. Give me the bread I need. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knows exactly what it is that we need, when we need it, how to give it to us. God is my provider. Hallelujah. See, we are the sheep of his pasture. As the scripture says, we are his sheep. Therefore, we are completely, and we should be completely dependent upon Jesus Christ, our shepherd, for our provision, completely dependent upon him for the guidance and then our protection. Praise God. Jesus provides. Not only will he provide the food and shelter and all those things that we need, but he is our provider of life. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came that we may have life. We can have this life more abundantly. Jesus, he is the good shepherd. That's what the scripture says. He's a good shepherd. He's not like the hireling, but he is a good shepherd. He will not leave the sheep. He gave his own precious life for the sheep. See, and that's why we are not our own, that we were bought with a price, with a precious price. It was a precious sacrifice. Therefore, Jesus owns the sheep, and since he owns us, he's committed to provide whatever we need. Say amen to that. Praise God. In Psalm 84:11, it says, for the Lord God, he is a sun, and he's a shield over us. Oh, yes, he is. See, the Lord, he will give grace, and he gives glory. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Walk upright before God. Talking about God is my provider. We don't have to worry about that. Just obey him. Get in line with his word. Like Abraham did. He didn't worry about it because the scripture says it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. How much more we need to believe God? Understand that God, he provides security in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Because the scripture says he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where's your dwelling place? Where is your hiding place? Are you secure in Jesus? Do you know how to hide in the time of trouble? Do you know where to run in the time of a storm? Hallelujah. David understood it right well. He said it like this. He said, when my heart is overwhelmed, when I've had enough, when the enemy is trying to beat me down, when I feel like I've gone the last mile of the way, he said, I just run to the rock that is higher than I. That rock, his name is Jesus. That rock is our provider. Say amen to that. See, understand that as he is our security. See, God has not given us the spirit of fear, neither has he given us anything that would keep us from serving God. But God has given us a love and power and that of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Understand, Isaiah understood it like this. He said, because the Lord told him this, for I, the Lord thy God, I will hold thy right hand, saith the Lord. He said, fear not. He says, I will help thee. Praise God. And when we know God as our provider, we know that help is right there. Hallelujah. He says, I am thy God. That means his presence is always with us. He says, I am thy God. He has established a personal relationship through Jesus Christ with us. He said again, I am thy God. We have God's assurance. We have his assurance for strength. We have God's assurance for help. And we know that we have the victory. He says, call upon me, saith the Lord, and see won't I answer. Glory to God. God has provided the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the very presence of God, who lives inside of every one of his people. Praise God. God has given the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ. He lives in you and he lives in me. God is my provider. Glory to God. Next time the enemy tells you that you're not going to make it, the next time the enemy tells you that, oh, no, God doesn't care about you. You see, the next time that you feel like, hey, I need this and I need that, and then the enemy will tell you, see, you don't have that, and you pray that it's not happening, or you're paying your tithes and your offering, and you don't see the abundance that the word said you would see, you hold on. You hold on. You have that faith. All you need is faith. It's a grain of mustard seed. Hallelujah. Our pastor in Philadelphia used to say it like this. Says, honey, when you get to the end of your rope, you just tie it in a knot, and you just hold on for dear life. You hold on to the word of God. You hold on to those promises, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is my provider. Glory, glory to God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our provider. You are our shepherd. God, that we don't have to want. We don't have to suffer lack. But God, I thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, on all those that are on this prayer line tonight, we are joining our faith together. We are joining our voices together. We are coming to agreement with your word, and we say amen to your word. Hallelujah. Father, we just know and we accept you as our provider. God, that we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, I thank you, Lord, that your love for us is everlasting, God. We thank you for the mercies that are everlasting to everlasting, from generation to generation. We thank you, God, for those tender mercies, for your kindness, for your peace that you have provided us with. We thank you, Lord, for providing help, God, when we need help, God. We thank you, Lord, because you know all things, God. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You know our lives. You know what we have need of. And we thank you that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being our faithful provider. You are our provider. You are our sustainer tonight. Father, all those on this line and even on the prayer list tonight, I'm asking that you would just touch each and every one. You know them name by name. You know us collectively, God. You know their household, God. You know all about their families, God. You know the trials and tribulations of, oh God, and hardships, oh God, bereavement hearts. There are bereaved hearts out there tonight. Father, they know that you will provide for them, comfort them. Let them know, God, that you are a comforter tonight. Let them know, God, that you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Father, send the assurance in our hearts, God, that we know, God, beyond a shadow of any doubt, God, that you will bring us out with the victory, that we do not have to suffer like, God, that we don't have to want for any good thing, that all of our needs are met. We thank you, Father, that you provide good health for us. We thank you that you provide the protection that we need, physical protection, mental protection. Oh, God, our protection, God, from hurt, harm, and danger. God, we thank you, Lord, because you know, God, you know where we're at. You know exactly where each and every one of us are at. God, I'm just asking tonight that you will just send your comforting Holy Spirit. God, that will comfort those that need comforting. Heal those that need healing tonight. Oh, God, touch those, God, that are in pain tonight. Father, you're able, God, to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask, that above all we can think of. Father, we praise you tonight because you are our Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. We're looking unto you. We're looking unto you, Father. You are our deliverer. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our contentment tonight. God, I pray, God, we thank you for your salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for abundant life. God, even for our unsaved loved ones, we thank you for their salvation. God, there's some that are locked up, they're behind bars, but God, they're not locked out from your grace. Send your word and heal. Send your word, God, and deliver. Send your word and set free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We touch and agree on this prayer line tonight for deliverance. It's in God, just for asking. We believe you, God. We stand on your promises. We thank you for this opportunity to talk about your word, to stand on your word. We thank you right now for the promises, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We glorify your name. God, I thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, God, that there's nobody like you, God. We look to you, God, that you, God, are our delivering God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. We believe you for the answer. No matter what they're going through, even the ones on this line, God, their family, whatever they're going through, their bereaved hearts, God, we believe you, God. You are that comforter, God. Hallelujah. You can comfort hearts like no one else can. You can give us strength. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. We stand on your promises. And Father, we just thank you for the people of God. We thank you for our sisters and our brothers, God, in Christ, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are making them whole tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are growing us up in you tonight, God. Hallelujah. That, God, that we will, God, we will grow up and then we will stand on your word. And just like you said, after we've done all to stand, that we'll continue to stand, therefore, on your promises, on your word. And Father, we thank you for our pastors, and we thank you for our bishops and apostles and teachers and preachers and ministers. We thank you for the people of God tonight. And God, strengthen them, God. I'm asking for strength, Lord. There's some that are going through so much, but Father, you promised to continue to be with us. You are our provider. You are our peace that surpasses all understanding. You're that kind of peace tonight that keeps their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We pray for all of the people of God all over the world, God, that you would encourage them, that you will lift their hearts, God. Oh, my God, that you will provide that protection. We know you will, Father, because we thank you, Lord, that you are not a man that you should lie. Not are you the son of man that you should repent. You said it, you're going to do it. You've spoken it. My God, it will come come to pass. We thank you tonight. We thank you even for our children. We thank you for the healing of our children, Lord. We thank you, Father. We just bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Our soul just say yes to your will. God, we thank you, Lord. We heard your word, and we just thank you, Lord. We say yes to your will, yes to your promises. We thank you for being that kind of God to us. And God, we ask all these blessings, we ask them in the name of Jesus. We thank you how the blessings that you will, God, bestow upon us, even though we live in a perverse nation, God, where people are not really regarding God as we should, God. But we thank you, Lord, in the midst of it, God. You are still God. You are still in control. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the provision that you already made for us. You said, God, eyes haven't seen, ears have not even heard, neither has it even entered into the hearts of the things that, Father, that you have prepared for us. Help us, Father, to set our affections on things above, not on things in this world, but God, help us to look up because our redemption draws nigh. Help us to see Jesus, glory to God. Help us, Lord, to not get entangled with this world's affairs, oh God, and problems and letting that weigh us down, but help us, God, to cast those cares upon you. You care for us. You are our provider. And Father, we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name and for his glory, for his praise. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're praising him. We're glorifying him. Yes, that's right. We believe God. He's our provider. He is our provider. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. We sing his praises to him. Hallelujah. We magnify his name. Hallelujah. Glory, God. You're worthy to be praised tonight, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen,
amen.
And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
He is my provider. Hallelujah. We bless him. Our Heavenly Father, we thank God. We thank the Lord for the blessings that he bestowed upon us. And I thank you that are on the line tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness. There are many of you that are on the line even before I get on the line. Hallelujah. So may you continue to be blessed. May you continue to be enriched in God. May you continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. I love you tonight. Pastor Bolden loves you, but God loves you more. And until next week, I want to say to you good night. Be blessed of the Lord. You are the favor of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good night. Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Yes, yes.
This is Dorothy May. I got kind of late and everything. Well, would you mind keeping Sherman Carter in prayer because he's going for procedure tomorrow at the hospital?
Yes, we will. We will pray. Yes, that's all right. But we pray and we thank God for him and we ask the Lord that we ask you right now to bless him and strengthen him. God, you are the Lord thy God that heals him. God, by your stripes he is healed. You provided the healing for him. Now strengthen him. Help him strengthen him in his faith. Bless his family. Bless those loved ones. Oh God, and we believe you that you will take him through the procedure and that you will bring him out with the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. God bless you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
What time can we leave it?
No, what time? What time?
I hope she left before it started raining.
It started right after she left. Was it 4 and 9 right after she left?
Okay. It was raining hard. I hope she got it. Let's see. Get my telephone call. It's raining. It's hard. It's dark. We need to get home. Shame. Yeah, boy. Yes. Corona affecting Harry. Badly.